Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Trying to get in again, he's in again, he scores
in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Put the link in the chats as well so I can forward them, yeah?
Let me see. I can't tweet it right. Wait, let me see. Wait, let me try to tweet it. Yes, Mike, we got that pack build, bro. We got that pack build. We got that pack build. Jack, Tim, look.
Bro, they know already, fam. It's 21 and 22. Demand them know, fam. Get me. Last season was a typo. I weren't even meant to type 21 and 21. It was meant to be 21 and 22. Get me.
Yo,
that was a typo, man. It happens. We move.
Fam, fair enough, because that one is bare close to the two on the key. On the keyboard, innit?
You know what I mean? They're next to each other, man. Easy mistake to make.
Get me. Right next to each other, bro. I hear it. Alright. Let me see how many. All right, let's start now. Yeah, we got 11. All right, cool. All right.
Cool. Let's go.
All right. Welcome to another Mugga episode. If you're listening to the intro, you would not have heard any remixes or anything like a certain other podcast, no names. Touchy Gooners, no names.
No names.
The saying, but I'm here joined by Dre. How you doing, bro? Second week in a row.
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm lively. A bit of juice on, a bit of juice in me still. I can't lie.
Come on.
Timmy, how are you doing, bro? Bro,
21 and 22. It's all I'm saying, bro.
Bro.
Rafael Varane. You get bro. Me? Bro. We're in business. We're in business.
All I'm going to say is 3 La Ligas, 1 Copa del Rey, 2 Spanish Super Cups, 3 UEFA Super Cups, 4 Club World Cups,
man,
1 World Cup for France, and of course, the reason why he has his nickname, 4 Champions League. We're talking about Rafael Varane right now. Champions Number League 4. Varane right now.
Get me.
And if it's anything like Sancho, you'll be hearing it on the rest of the other club pods this week, because that's all they can chat about. That's all they know, United. Rafael Varane. Now, if we get into...
Come on! Hey! Bro, don't get me gassed, man.
Hey, man.
Fucking hell.
Rafael Varane. Some say it's 10 years too late. Others will say it's right on time. Ed... Hey. My camera's not coming on. That's what I'm going to say.
When will script turn on his camera?
The camera's not coming on, bro. But all I'm going to say, Rafael Varane, it's been confirmed by your usual suspects, your Ornsteins, your Fabrizio Romano. DiMaggio even got in on the act, bro. Bro.
Good day, fam.
Reports are saying 35 million. Other reports are saying 50 million euros. No one cares about that, bro. No one cares about that. All we know is we got Varane. Now, Ed, since it seems like you're more calm than us two, what are your thoughts on the signing?
With me?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you called man Ed. You meant Dre, bro.
Yeah, I meant Dre. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Wave is kicking in, bro.
Boy, it's calling me that. I can't lie, that it's a big sign. I didn't think United could pull it off, and I didn't think they pull it off so quickly. Like, usually we take months just to complete one signing. So I'm happy we've got Varane. Shores up that back line. We've definitely got the best back line in the Prem now. That's certified.
I swear,
100%. Who's got a better back line than us?
Hey man, I'm just making sure, bro. I'm just making sure.
What them two centre backs from Liverpool with the dodgy knees?
Hey,
talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit.
I didn't want to say any names, bro.
Them two centre backs at Liverpool have got to use stone cold knee braces to defend now.
Come on.
So I got to say,
wait.
Yeah, I'm happy we've signed him. But like I said before we start recording, we've got bigger issues in the dugout with a Norwegian window cleaner, but we'll get to that.
Hey, bro. Hey, today, please, we just celebrate today, yeah. Bro.
Hey,
this
man.
This one is about celebrating, fam. You get me? Let's just celebrate greatness.
Bro.
I heard something today, yeah, that Varane has been involved in 14 finals since he joined Real Madrid. 14 finals and 14 wins. I mean, I'm not sure how true that is, but boy, if a man's got 100% record in finals, bring this guy ASAP. Bro, he's a big game player. 14 finals, 14 wins. He must can pull Ollie over the line, fam. Bro.
All right. So, as Dre alluded to earlier, our back four, is it now complete with Maguire there, who has transformed into Mad Mags of recent? We've got Shaw doing his Shaw Bert O'Carlos stuff. And we won't talk about the Congolese right back right now. But is our backline certified?
100%. Best back four in the league.
100%.
Best back four in the league. 100%.
Who's
Shabon,
that
forward
back? Tell me.
So,
Maguire, Varane, number four, and the Croydon.
I'm going to lie to you. Bro, we've got 3 8 out of 10 defenders in our back four.
Crazy. Minimum. That's crazy. That's crazy because
we've got three. Varane, Shaw, Wan-Bissaka, all minimum 8 out of 10.
Hey, no, I agree with you. I agree with you still. I agree with you still.
Hey, do you know what? It's crazy because 18 months ago, we were looking at that back line saying we need to do everything to protect them. And now suddenly, it's crazy to how one improvement at left back, a guy getting banged up in jail has made him a great centre back, and getting Rafael Varane, Champions League Varane. Remember that name, Champions League Varane.
Bro, it's a mad thing. It's actually mad.
How much of a game changer do you think it is in terms of signings? Is like what type of impact do you expect it to have? This goes out to both of you.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking, bro. To be honest with you, it's going to be an instant impact, bro. You just have another leader. He's learned from in bro. He's literally like plied his trade under the best leader in the game for 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, he was under Sergio Ramos for 10 years, bro. Like, what more could you ask for as a young centre back growing up? Now he could take everything he's learned at Madrid, everything he's learned from Ramos, the winning mentality that he's going to instill in his team. What's one thing that we lacked last season? We lacked the winning mentality. Our back four lacked the winning mentality. None of them had won anything significant apart from Luke Shaw. We've now got a serial winner. This isn't every other season. I swear last season was the first season that Real Madrid hadn't won a trophy in like 10 years, bro.
Yeah, I think
since number four joined.
By the way, you know, that is, bro, I can't lie, that's a coincidence. I'm just saying, but, you know, I mean,
boy, that's no coincidence to me, boy. Top centre-back. I'm fucking buzzing, bro. Honestly.
That impact it's going to have on the dressing room when the man them look around and they see, okay, we've got Sancho, and now we've added a World Cup winner. That will just boost everyone. Everyone will up their game now. Now, we've needed that. I don't think people understand how big of a signing Rafael Varane is, but they will soon know, innit? They will soon know.
All right, we got the ops watching, so let's give them just a small bit. Is there any type of weakness in Varane that we need to be concerned about?
I don't know. Well, someone said like usually has like one bad week a month or something like that. So
yeah, I think Mariah said his friend said that he has one bad game every 2 months.
And he doesn't look the same without Ramos next to him as well. So I don't know, but I think...
I hear that.
I think with Maguire, also kind of leaderish in his way he plays, maybe that might help him out a bit. But I think the first few weeks, maybe months of the Premier League, he might take time to adjust. He might get caught out a bit, might look a bit... but he'll iron out of his game. I don't think there's too many weaknesses in Rafael Varane.
So I saw today that in terms of ball playing and ball progression, it's not the greatest. He's not the greatest at it. And
that's not for him, though, isn't
it? Yeah, but considering he's going to be on the same side as Wan-Bissaka. And we also have that problem where we are very left orientated. Do you think that might be a bit of a problem in that regard?
I mean, I don't particularly think that it's that big a deal. I haven't seen any of the stats or whatever, but I can't imagine a Varane is going to have much trouble on the ball. And even so, there's nothing wrong with building up from the back, from the left-hand side. Anyway, Maguire is really good at that. That's something that, in fact, that's probably the best aspect of his game. So why not? I don't have a problem with that. I'm more looking at the positives right now. I'm more looking at his speed, his recovery, his positioning. Oh man, he's just quality, isn't it? Man, fuck it, hell, bro. Oh, 34 mil. Do you know what? Yeah, 34 mil. We can't even go wrong. I don't even care if he flops. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
34 mil. This is a flipping win-win. We can't lose. Yeah.
There were reports that Varane has been watching our defending from last season, and apparently a particular area of concern was the fact that we conceded a lot of goals from set pieces. And Varane is notoriously excellent in the air. How much do you think that is going to help us improve, along with the coach that we got in, Eric Ramsey? He's going to be working on set pieces as well. If we manage to cut that out, are we able just... Like, because I believe that accounted for almost a third of our conceded goals last season. So,
that means then a lot of those games that were draws are going to turn into victories. A lot of those games that were defeats are going to turn into draws or victories. But as long as we get rid of that zonal marking, if we get rid of that, then we've got a chance. But if we keep that zonal marking, we could have Varane, Stam, Nesta, around all them defending, it don't make no difference. Like, that's got to be a change from the coaching, really.
Do you reckon my man, what's his name, Elijah, the guy that come in?
Eric Ramsey.
Ramsey. Do you reckon Ramsey will be in Ollie's ear and be like, allow the zonal thing?
Because I don't know, because with me, I'm not, like, with zonal, when it works very well, it works very well. And with man Mark, and obviously when it works very well, it works very well. But...
Mm.
Under Fergie, what we usually done was that we've done a mix. So there'll just be players in a zone who you know are bad markers, who can just head the ball. And then you had your proper defenders who were man marking, which I always thought is just the best approach, really. But I mean, it doesn't matter. I can't lie. If you have enough people who are willing to attack the ball, more often than not, you're going to do your
thing. He's always come out and said that he's stubborn, isn't it? Like, he always sticks to what he knows. So, I don't know. We have to wait and see, innit? We have to wait and see.
And talking about that, apparently the acquisition of Varane means that Ollie's going to be much more comfortable playing in a more progressive way. In a 4-3-3.
We ain't seen a 4-3-3, bro.
I mean, that's what we played against.
Not while Bruno's in the starting lineup. And that's not even disrespectful to Bruno, but... Ollie is just going to keep him at the 10 because he saw what he can do, basically.
So, because the thing is that these reports are getting stronger about the 4-3-3 being possible because of Varane. And also, that's what we saw versus QPR on the weekend. Apparently so. I didn't watch. But even if we don't get a DM... Do you think Varane being there will allow us to be able to play that 4-3-3, or is a DM imperative?
A DM's imperative, man.
That's the most important.
We need a DM. All this is good. It's very, very good. And be honest with you, I'd still fancy our chances going into the season with what we have right now. But we will fall short probably without a DM. We would fall short without a DM. So get one. He doesn't even have to be a great DM. You don't have to be no world beater. Just someone that's comfortable in defending, and someone that can progress play very well. That's all I want. The Ruben Neves links were good with me. I would have happily taken him. Do you know what I mean? For 30 mil, I'd have happily taken him. It means we don't see McTom, and it means we don't see Fred. I'd have been buzzing.
What about you, Dre? What type of DM do you think would be most complimentary.
Ruben Neves or the guy from Brighton, is it Basuma? Like one of them two, I would take one of them two. But as long as we just don't have another season of McTominay and Fred, I'm fine.
Facts.
Any one of them two, like Basuma or Neves, and I'm good. Like, you can't play a 4-3-3 with McTominay at the base or Fred at the base. Nothing's going to happen.
So you wouldn't take Rice?
He didn't. His stock went down during the Euros.
His stock was never up, bro.
I've got to get over this Rice thing, bro. Honestly. Oh.
Hey, man. I was just throwing it out there, bro. I had to.
We're trying to celebrate.
He's an Aldi Michael Carrick, bro. He's poor.
Hey, don't compare Rice to my Michael Carrick, man. They're actually levels.
Serious levels as well.
Actually levels. But I mean, one last thing about the defense. Even with our back four, do you think what type of keeper? So there's Henderson and De Gea, and apparently you want to play a higher line, want to play more progressive. Considering that fact, what keeper do you want behind Maguire and Varane?
If you're going to play a high line,
don't say it like that. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Don't say it like that. Like, bro, that's basically a leading question. Like,
of course
it is. Don't say it like that.
I'm not here to be balanced. I'm here to host. That's a totally different thing, bro.
Hey, just ask which keeper do you want playing? And I'll tell you De Gea.
Which keeper do you want playing behind the high line?
Okay, do you know what? Fuck it. I'll still tell you De Gea.
Man said the glued, you know. Fair enough.
Another issue, you know. David De Gea and Dean Henderson. Like, wait. Dean Henderson is not good, you know.
He is so funny. That's what I'm gonna say about him. He is just so funny. Because I cannot get that Salah goal out of my head.
Oh bro, please.
I actually like the guy as well. But
you know what,
we Henderson, all liked him.
He'll give you a game where it's 8 out of 10. He'll have a great game. Then the next game he'll give you a 3 or 4 out of 10. There's no balance with his performances, isn't it?
But that's the thing, like he's actually young. And this is the first time at this level, so. But you know, I mean,
there's when it comes to United, there's two spots on the field where we can't risk or take any chances in it. It's in goal and it's up front in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had a great team, we've always had a great goalkeeper in it. Like I don't want to have a great centre back or great back line, and then we're filling it in with Dean Henderson, bro, because. Like a defender makes a mistake, you've got a goalkeeper that can cover up for you. But if Dean Henderson makes a mistake, that can cost us points. And considering we should be going for the league this year, isn't it? Those points that we drop would be huge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But David De Gea is more solid, but he still does the same stuff he was doing 10 years ago, with like not coming off his line, being a pussy in goal, like all that stuff. So I don't know, man. I'll go with De Gea just for the experience. But if you're going to play a high line, I don't want to stop people. You've got to.
I mean,
bro, you see the thing about this high line, yeah? I almost feel like Henderson tries to overcompensate. Like, I think he knows that De Gea is so bad, like, at coming off his line and that Henderson, at every given opportunity, has to try and do it. Just to show, like, yeah, I can do it and he can't, kind of thing. And if I'm being, like, completely honest, he's not that great when he comes out either. True. I can't remember the game it was. Elijah, you'll probably know. Where he's done it twice in quick succession. And the second time, I swear he's nearly made a mistake.
I think it might have been Burnley or Fulham. Because I remember it being at home. I think
it might have been Fulham.
There was one after we beat Milan away from home, and he made that great save at the end, and everyone was gassing him. Then the game against you, He kept rushing off his line every time.
It might have been Leeds, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, bro, relax. Like, someone should be telling me, like, calm down.
Honestly.
But, I mean, he did say that he was... He did say that mentally he was focused so much on getting into the number one position. Once he got there, he felt like he was mentally tired and mentally erratic because that's just that's just how he was. Like, he felt mentally tired by the time he got there because he worked so hard to get there. Really, and then
that just shows you that he's not built for it.
No, but like he's saying now that now he's had that. He's had the preseason. He's basically had the preseason off, and that he's gonna come back and be like he's more mentally prepared now. I mean, me personally, who knows? But it's still a problem position. But hopefully,
if you already believe you're the number one. Like, you just need to show it when you get the chance, isn't it? Like, I just want to say that's those comments are alarming to hear that from
your number one. I don't think he's got it in him, innit. I really don't. And I think he'll fumble under a slight bit of pressure from De Gea as well. Like, at least with De Gea, you know, like, he's had spells where he's been dropped. He's been dropped from Romero. He was dropped for Lindegaard at the beginning of his time at United. He's had these spells. Like, he's been dropped for Henderson, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Like, he knows how to come back from these things. Like, but bro, hearing that about Henderson, that just makes me think that if he ever gets dropped again, then he's just gonna collapse, fam. You know what I mean? And I need someone who's got some sort of mental toughness in them. And like, De Gea's got that. Like, you can't even argue it. De Gea's mentally strong. And he'll be back for me. Might not ever be at the level that he was once at, but
no one could.
He will be good enough to be the starting goalkeeper in 21. Facts.
Anyway, facts. Hopefully our keeper's not called into much action this season. Why? Because we have Champions League.
Trust me.
Rafael Varane. Number four. Because Jones better give that up.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Jones better give that up. But there was some other news that came out on that. The weekend, Saturday or something like that, as Dre affectionately called him, the Norwegian window cleaner, got a new 3-year deal plus one. How are we feeling about it, lads? And this is more directed to Timmy because, you know, Dre just put it out there straight away.
I ain't really mad. I think they've given him the new contract because he's being backed, isn't it? So he's obviously gone there and said, like, listen, get me who I want. Give me a new contract so I haven't got to worry about my future, and let me work. Like, he's saying I'm ready now. He's saying I'm ready now. So all the excuses we've been giving him, no more. No more excuses. If he does not win a trophy this season, he must go. Because he's been backed. And we're not done, by the way. We're not done. A DM will come. I promise you a DM will come. We're not done. Maybe even a right back will come as well. Something is happening. And now Ollie's basically, with this new contract, he's now saying, okay, I'm ready. It's time. No more of this. Getting to finals and fumbling, finishing second and being proud of the lads, proud of the boys. I'm proud of Rashi, proud of Tony. Like, bro, don't want to hear that. Proud of Pog or Paul, as he says. No more. Scotty, no. Bro, win. You must win. Now is the time. I don't want to hear anything else. 21 in 22 must happen. And a deep UCL run. Listen, anyway, we got four now, innit? So I ain't worried about Champions League. I ain't worried about Champions League. That's semi-final minimum. Book that one.
But so a lot of the reason why he got the new contract is because from where he picked up the job to where we are now, people have said the progression has been in terms, like, literally incredible in terms of just not how we are performing, but how we operate in every facet of being a football club. So now, in terms of what type of progression do we now need to make to justify him getting that new deal where he is going to be backed? This is towards both of you.
The league, minimum. You can't make those signings, and especially with the squad that we have, and not with the league. I'll take, even just missing out, I'll take that. But we've got to win the league. Like, this is the best squad we've had since probably when Ronaldo and Tevez left. Like, there are no more excuses now with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He needs to win the league. Like, I'm not even taking a Carabao Cup or an FA Cup.
Nope.
We want our trophy back. We want our trophy. It's been too long.
Bro.
It's been too long. Me. And he set the table nicely now, bro. We have one of the best midfields in the league.
We have Wait, pause.
Collectively, the talent. I'm not saying McTominay and Fred. That's you. I'm saying if you add Bruno, Pogba, Van de Beek, all that, it is. It's better than most. Okay. Let me it's there.
Okay. Bro, but collectively means you've got to include Fred and McTom, which brings our mean down.
Exactly. It's still good. Most teams
is it a top four midfield in the league, would you say?
What, collectively?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
You know what? The midfields in the league aren't really strong. To
the only ones that are better ones than us are probably City and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about
it. Might actually be right. But Liverpool, that's because we've still got Pogba and we've got Bruno. That's the only reason why.
Let's not lie, without Pogba,
without Pogba, our midfield is mid-table.
Yeah.
Facts. But Pogba boosts it, and so does Bruno. We've actually got two minimum 8 out of 10 centre midfielders. Not many other teams have that. City have it. Chelsea don't even have it. They've just got a more steady. Yeah, they've got a bunch of 7 out of 10 midfielders, whereas we've got 5s and 4s in Fred and McTom. Do you know what I mean? So, but without Pogba, it comes down like majorly, and that's why keeping him is huge. It's all well and good doing everything we've done, but if we don't keep him, like, we've taken a step back.
Do you think if we sell him and then add couple of midfielders that can kind of do bits of what Pogba can do, do you think that kind of like balances it out?
No. And the reason why I say that is because the type of midfielders we're going to get are going to be very behind the ball. They're going to be behind the ball. They're going to... So, for example, apparently we're looking at... Neves and Rice and whatever. So if we're getting them or like that type of midfielder, it's not going to be a Pogba, which you, for me, in the middle third of the pitch, in transition, in the final third of the pitch, he's incredible. The problem is that because we don't have someone in the first phase, we try to shoehorn him into that role, which is unfortunate, but I mean, he can do it like he has shown for France, but it's not his best role. And yeah, for me, I mean, even if you do get imagine if you do get a Neves and Basuma, it doesn't have that same progression or that same flair as a Pogba who can bring his own.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. If we sold Pogba and we brought in Neves and Basuma. So I guess we'd be looking at a midfield of Neves, Bissouma, Bruno.
That midfield doesn't appeal to me, you know.
I don't think that's a bad midfield.
It's not a bad midfield, but there's something.
The problem is, Pogba's such a creative player, right? He's so creative, and he's got this skill set for a midfielder that no other midfielder has. that it's so much harder to replace him than it would be to replace any other good to quality midfielder. Because
this Max guy said the midfielder's cheeks.
What midfield?
Neves, Bissouma, and Bruno.
And Bruno, you're smoking the finest yayo, bro. No way. Bro, that's still a top four midfield in my eyes.
That's still a top four midfield. That's a good midfield.
You've got a lot of security in that midfield.
It's like a Harrods version of like McTominay and Fred having Neves and Bissouma in there. I feel you would need some sort of creativity.
Neves
is creative, don't get me wrong. Neves is a creative player and he's good defensively as well. And Bissouma is really good. Bro, how can you say that? Bro, is this guy United fan? He can't be United.
Wait. Do you know what? With Neves and Bissouma, very good ball carrier. So that'll replace what Pogba has with his dribbling and ball carrying. Neves, excellent passing in terms of range and progressive passing. That'll replace what Pogba has.
We're playing like 4-3-3, yeah? So we're going to rely on Bruno to keep doing them Hollywood passes.
The thing is, if he has Bissouma and Neves next to him, them two, they're actually good at, because Bissouma's very press resistant.
Bro, how can man tell me that's not a good midfield?
Hey, man. Mike's is moving mad.
Hey, Mike, you might have to come and explain yourself next week, bro. What is this? Bro, fam, that to me is a top four midfield. I said I'll take both of them, Neves and... I said I would take Neves and Bissouma with Pogba.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If Pogba goes and we get them two, I'm still happy. I'm still happy because that's like... We'd be like three quarters of the way to replacing him. And we'd have a defensive-minded midfielder in Neves. You understand what I'm trying to say? That is best case scenario if Pogba goes, probably.
I mean, Basuma's is actually brilliant defensively as well. Like he literally
There you go. Do you know what I mean? Like we're not gonna be as creative. Like we won't be. Like we're not gonna get the range of passes that Pogba has because Neves isn't as good a passer as Pogba. We know that. Like, but that's fine though, because he can still pass the ball very well. If he went and we got those two in, I'll be 70% happy. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd be 70% of the way to being pardon?
Would you take Sal Niguez?
I'll take Sal. 100% I take Sal.
Sal, I've got my doubts about him. I actually really like him as a player, but I feel like I feel like he's a bit too offensive to play in the pivot. I feel like defensively he's not as
great. Bro, he's a DM, didn't you know?
No, shots. Anyway, I feel like defensively he's not as great. I mean, this guy used to play centre back and he didn't look good. And like even when he plays in like the two-man midfield for Atletico Madrid, I see him and he looks very lax there, and that's why you see him a lot. Like in terms of when they play that 4-4-2. You see him a lot on the wider areas because he's actually really good offensively. But I mean, he is a really good player though. He's a really good player. So I wouldn't be mad, but I feel like we would still need a DM beside him.
So what if it was Neves and Saul?
If it's Neves and Saul, that is a really good
move. I was going to say, I think I'd be a little bit more happy than if it was Neves.
Neves and Saul, that is a really good midfield. That is a very good midfield.
You get more of what we lose in Pogba from Saul than we do with Bissouma. And again, that's not disrespectful to Bissouma because he's a very, very good player. Yeah. But he's just not as good as Saul, and that's just the truth, isn't it?
Because Bissouma, as good as he is in terms of progressing play with his passing, it's not great. He does it more with his dribbling and he's very press resistant, so he keeps the ball. But I mean, Saul, in terms of breaking from midfield, like he's a really good player, man. He's actually a really good player. But there's no way I'm having him as a DM. No way. That's all I'm gonna say about that one. But we were gonna talk about the QPR game, but can't lie, man.
I didn't watch it, so I don't even know what happened in that game, bro.
I mean,
I caught the second half when it was one, when it started at 1-1.
How was that second half? Because I heard before all the subs, we were looking mad. After all,
was Brandon Williams getting raped or what?
Well, boy, we should never put on a Man United shirt again. He is shocking. Yo, no. Nah, he should never. Terrible. If you showed someone that just wanted to watch football for the first time, a football match, yeah, and you said Man United are top Premier League team and QPR just a mid-table championship team, yeah, and you showed in that game, you would have thought QPR are top Premier League team and Man United are, they should be in a relegation fight in the championship, bro. I know it's pre-season, but you should not be getting packed.
Yeah, nah. Bro, we were 4-1 down at one point.
Yeah. Like, 3 goals That's in like disgusting. 8 minutes. Lee Grant got packed and it should have been a shot he saved. They weren't even top.
Bro, weren't he supposed to be out of contract? What the fuck? What is this?
He signed a new contract because I think like he's gonna stay on as like a coach.
So,
bro, Jesus is Lord.
What is this? Why did you sign?
Bro, United love the pity contracting. Did he even play one professional game for United?
Yeah, he played against Derby in the League Cup in 2018,
and that was it.
I genuinely think that is his only game for us.
And we lost against Derby, didn't we?
Yes, on penalties. Mm-hmm.
On penalties, yep.
Bro.
Man, I got allowed this one.
What I would say though, when he got rid of the first teamers and the Young Bucks came on, they actually knew that they were doing things. Alanga is a good player. Who else came on and done well?
Hannibal came on, no?
Hannibal
and Shoretire came on.
Shoretire, Galbraith, Garner.
Like 5-5, innit? Because United missed some really simple chances, innit? But
really? I heard they put Galbraith at fullback.
Yes, they did.
What was that about? Someone got injured or?
I mean, that's where he's been playing a lot. But I mean, United do that where they play midfielders out wide in terms of on the wing or right back. Just because, I mean, I feel like they want to get them like they want them to play in like a tighter space so that when they move them back into the middle, they are better under pressure because that seems to be a thing. But yeah, I mean, Galbraith looks really good. Garner apparently looked good as well. Apparently, as soon as them two came on, they started to control the game, which I'm not surprised about considering Pereira went off, who is generally the worst player I've seen play for United. But bro,
get rid of him. Get rid of that guy.
Because I feel like it's time to get into some listeners' questions, and I've literally been scrolling for like 2 minutes
because got better, innit?
So many questions. And you know why? Who is it because of? Who is it because of? Number four, aka
number Champions four. League. Iran. Let's go.
So
don't even listen.
Wait. So we've had a couple that we've basically already answered. Is League Cup and FA Cup double considered a below par season? With the Varane signing, that comes from Jay Mamba.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
We don't acknowledge that as a double, bro.
Yeah. We're not Arsenal top. Like,
you know what I mean? We don't acknowledge that as a double.
Throw them shots. Throw them shots.
Like, if they did that, they're doing a victory parade, isn't it? Like,
trust me.
we win Champions League and Premier Leagues out here.
You know what I mean? Bro, I'm not about these second tier trophies, bro. Like, stop battling for something substantial, please. You know what I mean?
I want the league deep run in the Champions League. We need to be in that Champions League come late April, bro. Like, that's all I'm here for.
Facts. That's all I'm here for.
This one's from Mike's very own. Do you think Ole has it in him to pull off a genuine title charge?
Dre, you go, man.
No. Like, I said before, I think, speaking to Elijah, I was like, you know what, yeah? I feel like we might even struggle to make top four with this bozo in charge, bro. Like, he's such a twat of a manager. Like, it's like, I can't get getting knocked out of the Champions League so early that we did last season out of my brain, you know? Like, 1 point from two games, we could even do that. Like, we were top. We were all joking 21-21 in January in that.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 weeks, we're 14 points behind, bro. I can't trust this man. I can't do it.
Hello, bro.
I would love it. I would love us to win the league. Like, we should win the league, but not with this window cleaner. No way. No way. Sorry.
I was gonna disagree with Dre, but he didn't tell no lie, fam. He didn't tell one lie, but what I will say is that I think personnel could see him through. And I do think managers can grow and learn from their mistakes. So I expect Ollie to learn from the mistakes he's made. He made last season. I don't actually expect to see like many outgoings either, to be honest with you. I think Ollie wants a big enough squad to handle the rigors of the amount of games that we play. So I think even in that instance, he's learning, because before anyone's left, we've got two new signings, and we've extended Mata, who's not going to play much, but he's just another option. Forget that bozo Lee Grant. The Young Bucks have been promoted already, so he wants to have a big squad, because back end of last season we were flagging hard. I'm sure Bruno, Rashford and Maguire were like top five in most minutes played in Europe's top five leagues over Wan-Bissaka as well over the course of last season. So yeah, like I said, I think he's learned. I think he's not done spending. I think some players will go that could get him a decent enough fee. But I do think our squad's going to be very, 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 very big. I don't expect to see any first teamers in any of the League Cup or Cup games up until like the fifth and sixth rounds, depending obviously on the teams that we play. So yeah, I think he's going to learn from his mistakes. And although he's got a lot of deficiencies, I do think that we can win with him in charge.
Cool. I'm going to take a couple of questions from the YouTube. Guna London, you think Varane joining would make Pogba think twice?
I thought it would, but I ain't sure, man. Set man are trying to say he's running from the grind, but man's been grinding for 6 years, bro.
That guy was grinding with flipping.
You know what I mean? Grinding on his own, fam.
And grinding,
bro, no other all stars, bro.
Hey, man. But apparently, this is outside United, but apparently, if we sign Varane, it gives Madrid money to put into the pot to sign Mbappe. Do you think that will have an effect on Pogba going to PSG? Because that's the strongest link. If Mbappe leaves, do you think he still goes to PSG?
Listen, if he doesn't go this summer, then he's probably going to go next summer, unless we win the league. So I don't think Mbappe makes a difference in Pogba signing or not signing. I don't even expect Mbappe to leave this season, to be honest with you. I just don't think Real Madrid can afford him, man. I just don't think they can afford him.
Is Mbappe out of contract next summer or the summer after?
Next summer.
Next summer. Hey, man.
Being Mbappe and Pogba running down their contracts and then going to Madrid next summer, you know.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah, I can see
that would like, not surprise me at all.
Even Man United to sign a new contract, but then just wait until January to say, you know what?
Start of a new Galactico era.
Yeah,
the stadium's going to be done then as well, isn't it?
Yep,
I think so. Yeah,
boy, I never thought of that.
Well, if Pogba gives us his all for that one season and wins us the league, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll be happy with that as well. Let him leave on a high. Everyone will say the next season, oh, we don't need Pogba, just let him leave with a Premier League or a Champions League medal. I tell everyone, shut their mouth, bro. Just give me one, please.
Another one from the YouTube, Kieran. Okay, I'm going to
get this Liverpool fan out of here, man.
Hey, it might not even be him, but I'm going to...
It's him. I know it's him.
I am going to remix it a little bit. No midfield signings. Pogba doesn't leave. What is the midfielders in the 4-3-3?
Garner, Pogba, Bruno.
You know what? I'm going to go Matic, Pogba, Bruno.
Me? Lindelof, Pogba, Bruno.
Bro, what's this Lindelof talk, bro?
You need to make me understand that, because I feel like I want to go down that path. I want to go down that path, but you need to really understand. Lindelof at DM.
Bro, that guy played like a DM at centre back, bro. We might as well try him there, bro. Can't lie.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It could work, but I wouldn't be testing it out. This is like Carabao Cup.
I'm not on that. Yeah, no, I'm not.
That's where we
play football
this season.
How about crap,
bro?
Hey, man. They've called me mad before about Bruno out wide, Wan-Bissaka right centre back. Hey, man.
You're still mad. Next question.
Do we have a better chance of winning 21 or 4?
Oh, I like this question. I'm going to say 4 because we got 4. and I think it's easier to win a cup than it is to win the league. So yeah, I'm gonna say 4.
I don't think we can match the consistency of Man City in the league. So, but Champions League, the way we play suits the Champions League. So I'll go with 4. You know, it's reachable. I don't think no one wants to play us in the Champions League in the knockout.
Facts. No, they don't.
Fam, it's so mad because even me, I don't think we're a great team, but I know in the Champions League, in the knockout stages, we're a scary team.
It's scary we got knocked out because we could have easily got to the semi-finals.
Bro, we would have pissed that. I can't lie. We would have pissed that. But, all right, back to the mentions. This one probably has you in mind. Man like Joe said he is really enjoying watching Hannibal play. Do you think there are any plans for him in terms of integrating him this season?
Probably in like the cup games, man. Early cup games. I like Hannibal a lot. I like him a lot. Everyone knows I do. One thing about him though is he's just a bit lightweight at the moment, and in the Premier League he's not gonna get protected enough. I could see him coming in and playing some league games and getting injured and being out for a while, which in turn might affect his mentality. So I would keep him with the 23s, play him in against weaker teams in the cups and that, and just let him work on getting a little bit more physically imposing. So once he's got a little bit more physicality about him, then I'd work on bringing him in. He reminds me of like Grealish in the way that he can glide with the ball. Like, he's a very good dribbler. He keeps the ball well and he rides challenges very well, which in turn annoys opposition defenders, which is why they're always fouling him. If he came into United's team, he would be the most fouled player in the Premier League. Without a doubt. And they don't protect him at all.
Like, for me personally, what they do to him in the Reserve League is bordering on like assault and battery.
It's terrible.
Like, what they do is literally insane. And the way referees let it go, and that's why you see so many times there was a time he got sent off. Because like people are going in at knee high at him for no fucking reason, like just because he's that good, like it's actually so even for me, I'm even concerned about him staying in the under 23s right now.
It's horrible, like, bro. The way
like,
that he's
generally bad. So like, even me, if he's not in around the first team, I would send him out on loan to.
I would love to give him a loan. Yeah.
Yeah. To foreign
I'd country. Love to let him go to Germany or France or something.
Yeah.
And
because,
play there.
Because the under 23s right now, they
send him loan to the championship.
You know, no. Like a
Fulham, I think that leaves a bit too physical as well.
Like
he might just need that, like,
but the thing is, like, he is good physically in terms of, like, people try to tackle him and he can ride it. Like, he's not a weak guy. Because even when he came on versus Wolves, like, they were trying to do the same thing. He was riding it until they properly fouled him. But I'm actually just concerned about him getting injured. Like, that's my main concern.
At such a young age as well, it's so damning to the morale. Like, it really would make a player think twice. Like, do you know what I mean? So I just want him to get a little bit more physical. I'd send him on loan for the season at a decent Bundesliga team or a decent Ligue 1 team. If he could get a move to Spain, although I don't really like sending our players on loan to Spain because they'll always go to these shit teams like Granada, bro. How I was thinking that AP will come back and do something. I just think Germany and France would have a better strike rate for our teams. I think sending back to France, he'll be at home as well. Like he'll just be more comfortable. Do you know what I mean? At a place like that, send him to like Nice or Nantes or something. You know?
Yeah. All right. So we got 2 minutes. So don't ask why we have two minutes. But I've got two questions. This one's from Superfly MK. How much percentage would you attribute to Oli for the signs of Sancho and Varane?
Then by that, does he mean like they're the reason why they joined?
Yeah.
Nah, Oli not four. Much. 0.8. Not much, but he definitely has something to do with it.
Hey, Dre, this hate is mad.
Sancho did not come to United to play for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Neither did Varane. It is the club. It's the mystique and allure of Manchester United and the challenge of bringing them back to some sort of glory. It's definitely not that bozo, Ole, bro. No way.
Nah, you're bugging, bro.
And last question from Jordan Dixon. How much is United being significantly more competent in the transfer window down to Murder Mortar? That's his new nickname.
My nigga JM. Listen, you could tell by that look on his face, yeah? He's got that snarl, bro. He ain't having it from no one. Let's go, John. Listen, we're not done, you know. We're not done. And we're going to get peas for Pogba if he goes this window as well. We are not done, fam.
Come on, man. They're saying murder. I can't lie. Max saying murder.
We're back.
Hey, 21 man.
21 and
22. Oh, man. Right now, I can't lie. I'm a bit waved. But Rafael Varane, Champions League Varane. Hey, man, he's coming. His medical is this week. I might go and celebrate somewhere else for it. Don't worry. But me, it's been me, Elijah from Moga. Dre, thank you for coming on. A1, lovely as always. Mikes, I'm always off the LO, bro. I'm always off it. All right. We're out. Peace. Number four, bro.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder.
Thank you.
And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man
U. Thank you,
man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Skirtle here. Oh, yes! Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial!
I beat for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Sports Social Podcast Network.